You know that feeling? You board the plane, you find your seat, and you can't quite fit in? It may not be you. It's your seat getting skinnier. And here is your public service announcement that the government wants you to weigh in on seat size. Let's squeeze in Seth Kaplan now, our Here and Now transportation analyst. Hey, Seth.
Hey, Scott. What are those times I'm glad I'm not taller than I am when I'm on an airplane these days?
I think it doesn't matter what size you are trying to squeeze in. I gather seats have been shrinking on many airlines over the years. So why is the Federal Aviation Administration asking people, the public, about this now?
Well, the short and specific answer to that question is because they have no choice, because Congress ordered the FAA to look into this. Congress folks, as you can imagine, getting an earful from their constituents. So this is sort of the legislation and the FAA now carrying through on that mandate.
Yeah, right. And this is the term is the comment period. They're asking people to weigh in on this. What has been happening to seats and I guess how much have they shrank in different airlines?
It's surprisingly difficult to measure. Some folks, advocates, for example, have pointed out that the average, what's called seat pitch, okay, which is a measurement, has dropped from 35 inches to 31 inches. And so you might say, well, it sounds like 4 inches less of legroom. More or less, that might be the case. The thing, though, Scott, is that seat backs are also thinner than they used to be. So there's no real official measurement of legroom. There's this measurement, like I said, called seat pitch, which is basically the distance between any one point on a seat and the same point on the seat behind you.
Okay. This is between my knee or whatever and the knee of the person
in
front of me.
Exactly.
But the seat back might be skinnier. Exactly.
And so if you kind of net that out, now thinner seat backs, you could say, are maybe uncomfortable in a different way, but they kind of claim back a little legroom. But there's no question that no matter how you measure it, seats, we have less legroom now to one degree or another, several inches less. And we also have less elbow room. Seats are narrower than they used to be.
It's just stepping back here. Are there any kind of out there solutions for seating that folks are talking about, say double-decker seats?
Yeah, and in fact, solutions like that some people kind of shudder when they see them, right? There were standing seats proposed several years ago. The good news and the bad news, but largely the good news for folks is that when we think, when is this going to stop? There is a limit. And the limit doesn't have actually to do with comfort for now, unless somebody else comes out. It has to do with how quickly you can evacuate the plane. You have to be able to evacuate an airplane in 90 seconds. That's the rule. And so with some airlines like Spirit, Frontier, Allegiant, especially those airlines kind of at the limit, they can't add any more seats right now, but they're not looking to take away seats either.
Yeah. Okay. But just quickly, I mean, down the road, are we going to be on planes in a different way, lying on bunk beds or something? I mean, is that possibly going to happen?
Yeah. Airlines are always looking at ways to sort of give people what they want, but without taking up too much real estate. In the end, it's a real estate business. And there's kind of a movement right now about accessibility on planes. That's another challenge too. Transportation Pete Buttigieg looking at how to make planes more accessible. Though, with all the other realities of flying.
Seth Kaplan, Here and Now's transportation analyst. Seth, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.